We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Clay. Let's let Chris Paul walk. Oh, let's see if we can tinker around the edges and move Andrew Wiggins for somebody. Oh, and that'll get us back into it. Like, you know, this is like the old Metropolitan scene where this blue-collar dude's in a room with a bunch of rich kids.
Okay.
And they said, what do you want to do with your life? And the guy goes, you know, I want to work with the less fortunate. And they said, you are the less fortunate. Like, you are the less fortunate. It's like the Golden State Warriors right now are not a playoff team. They just wasted a year of Steph Curry's career. Like, I'm so sick of this. Well, we're wasting. You wasted three of the last 5 years. You didn't make the playoffs, but you just want to bring everybody back because you're close. Like, you can't have it both ways. If you want Steph to ride off into the sunset, he may have to do it on a 40-win team. Like, the idea that there's easy answers out there and they're one quick fix away is just ludicrous. And for everybody out there saying, well, just let's let him ride off into the sunset, this year didn't seem very enjoyable for most of the fans. Every time we came in and they lost, they were underachieving. Every time they came in, we thought they could make a run. It's like, you don't get to have it both ways. You don't get to just get back to being a championship team without some difficult moves. I mean, okay, let's bring Clay back.
So is every,
and we'll be better next year. Okay.
Well, so is every year you don't win a championship wasted?
No, it's not wasted. But damn, they're the 18th best team in the league. How many teams have ever jumped from the 18th best team in the league to the best team in the league without, like, obtaining Shaquille O'Neal or Tim Duncan in the draft?
It's a great point. I don't know why people view, I don't know, any year that we get to watch Steph as being wasted. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess when they were, like, when you have Durant and Klay in his prime and Draymond in his prime, then yes, like, you should expect to be competing for championships. And, I mean, you want to win all you can. But, I mean, okay. 888-957-9570. Do you think that this last year was a waste of Steph Curry? Do you think the last 2 years have been wasted on Stephen Curry? I don't know if I can say that they've been wasted, but maybe not maximized. And maybe that's where people kind of draw the line. Like, but at the same time, they paid the most exorbitant tax bill in the history of basketball. Like, so they're clearly trying. And maybe trying is just not good enough.
And this is the other thing. Did they waste Steph Curry? They did what he wanted, according to all the fans. They won a title. They re-signed Poole. They re-signed Wiggins. They won 44 games last year. We'll still re-sign Draymond Green. Okay? You won 46 games. Well, then go ahead and do it. Then re-sign Klay. Go ahead and re-sign Klay Thompson. And I don't know. You're going to magically be elevated into one of the best teams. I don't see it happening. You had unbelievable health this year. Are you going to have unbelievable health next year and the year after as these guys get older? Like, I'm just telling fans right now, you can kind of sit out there and say, well, we'll never do this, and You guys are idiots for talking about trading Curry. And by the way, nobody's talking about trading Steph Curry. It's just talking about at what point would you even consider it. And I'm just telling you all, Joe Lacob's already ahead of you guys on all this stuff. All this stuff. Because that's who Joe Lacob is. He's not okay with this. He's not. We can't talk about how competitive this guy is for 12 years since he's bought the team, and he's a riverboat gambler, and he'll push all his chips in, and then just think this is okay. I think he's going to try to do a lot of stuff. My question is, what happens when you can't?
Well, I'm just going through the Comcast Biz text line right now, and from the 650, yes, last season was wasted, completely wasted, and they didn't play the youngsters near enough.
Well, let me ask,
I don't know how you can do both. Like, how?
Who wasted the year? Who wasted the year? Joe Lacob? I don't think so. Did Mike Dunleavy waste the year? No.
This fish is stinking.
Wiggins was a reason the year was wasted. Draymond was a reason the year was wasted. Klay's first half of the season was a reason that the year was wasted. The only thing that got this year jump started were the kids. So I don't know if you weren't ready to move on from Draymond last year. Are you ready to move on from Klay this year? I don't know. 888-957-9570. I'm trying to be solution based here, but yes. 8650, the year was wasted, completely wasted.
And this is the Vets. The Vets wasted the year. That's also from the 650. I mean, look, if your team is going to be determined by your big boys, who are the big boys at the beginning of the year? I mean, this team looks totally different in game 83 in the play-in than it did from game one. I mean, in fact, I think, look, the best case scenario, I think, Stein, is that you look at this year as a transition, and I don't know if they can necessarily transition off of particular players this offseason. But you need to transition, I don't know, just your philosophy or your approach to what this team is, because I agree. I think this team started to come around when they found a fusion of young and old, because the young players were able to push the older guys. They were able to make up for some of their fall off. And that, to me, has to be more of a priority from the beginning of next season. And that means you might lose some games due to youth and due to inexperience, but that has to be a sacrifice that they're willing to make, because I think we've seen what happens when you lean solely into your older core players, which is they're going to be great some nights, they're going to give us glimpses of the past, but overall, you can't rely on them to carry you to a 55-win season, or even a 50-win season, it appears, over all 82. And I just... Look, I don't want to sit here next year and go through the conversations of, well, is Curry playing at the level that he used to? Is Klay back to where he needs to be? How's Draymond looking? Like, I know that they are the fabric of the Golden State Warriors, but to me, there has to be more empowerment of players that can improve. The big three, I love them to death, but I don't know how they get better. There are players on the Warriors right now that I think have the ability to get better. And maybe that's also a reason why someone like Andrew Wiggins is back next season, because the Warriors look at him and say, well, we can't move this contract for anything worth anything. And there's no way he could be possibly as bad as he was this season. I mean, maybe they're also... Like, I don't know how they view their own roster right now, because there was so much inconsistency from your core members that I just feel like it makes it difficult to decide whether you're going to be all in or all out, and eventually you're stuck in the middle, which is where the Warriors were as the 18th best team in the league.
The year, you're absolutely right. The year was not wasted. Trayce Jackson-Davis started as a rookie the second half of the season. They drafted a guy at 19, Brandon Pajemski, who looks like he's a rotation player. Kuminga took a step up, all right? Moody, at least by the end of the year, has people thinking he should have played more and maybe been given more of a role. That's the year. That's the reason the year wasn't wasted, because you finally, for the first time in 12 years, you have some young guys who can play rotational basketball for a 46-win team. I mean, was Steph Curry good enough the second half of the season to be a playoff team? I mean, I know we come down Clay's road, everybody's road, but it's like, you know what? Maybe if Steph plays the second half of the season like he played the first half, we do make the playoffs. So, again, the idea that the Warriors have been wasting Steph, I mean, it also the other reason I can't stand that is it implies that their front office thinks everything's just fine right now. And I guarantee you they don't think that. They don't think everything's fine right now.
I mean, I generally don't believe in wasted seasons. They're like the Warriors, I think, failed this year. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs. I think that's an abject failure. But, all right, was the San Francisco 49ers season a failure this year? They made second Super Bowl in 5 years, NFC Championship games. Was it a failure? Perhaps. Was it a wasted season? I don't think so. We found out that Brock Purdy's got staying power. You might find out that Brandon Ayuk is, in fact, the franchise wide receiver you want to sign this summer. I mean, I just don't want to look at seasons as if they're wasted because a particular player has to achieve a certain level. And there's so much on the backs of all these guys. And Max, we're going to talk to someone who had to carry a franchise from day one. Ricky Williams is coming on at 12 o'clock as a former Heisman winner, great college football player, might have left some stuff on the table in the NFL, but for definitely non-football reasons, the guy was incredible when he toted the rock. So, like, I'm looking forward to getting into that as well as some of this Niner stuff, Steiny, because I don't know how people are looking at the Bay Area sports scene right now in regards to their teams, their place. I don't think that there is a team right now that is looking at their season or former season. I guess maybe the Giants. But even the Giants, I don't think, wasted the season because it allowed them to move off of Kapler and get a better guy in here that could do the job. It meant that the past failures of their offseason to acquire a big-name free agent, well, now it looks like they do have a couple of guys that are big-name free agents that want to come play here. Like, every season to me has a purpose so long as you use what, for example, the Warriors gave you to make an informed decision about your future. It's only a wasted season if in 2 years we look back and say, damn, well, they actually just, I mean, they basically just played and they didn't take anything away from it. They didn't learn from it.
Right. I mean, and I know this, I mean, this is easy to do, but you talk about the moves they make this offseason. You think it's not going to hinder them? Or not hinder them. You think it's not going to impact them down the line? I mean, shame on me, because Guru was talking about Wiseman the other day, and I was like, well, it doesn't really matter anymore. But why did the Warriors extend Wiggins? Why did they extend Wiggins after they won a title? He had another year left. Well, they did it because they liked what they had, and they thought he was going to be part of the core. They also had a decision to make on Jordan Poole. They paid him. Now they have the same decision. And here's the other thing that I think's... So you're going to get off Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Then you're going to re-sign Clay at a solid number.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to try to tinker with Wiggins. Okay.
Probably.
Then you're going to pay Kuminga.
Yeah.
Okay. So then next year, you're going to be in the same spot of having to get below the second apron if you don't want to go in, if you don't want to start that process again.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I just think that right now that's what they're looking at. That's what their roster says. If those are the decisions that they make, they'll be under the tax
right
this year.
Yep.
And then the season after, they'll be back into the tax. And that's where you got to figure out, okay, do we want to continue to spend or do we not? Because I think Lacob said the priority is to be out of the tax for two of the next 4 years.
Yep.
So maybe it's a one-on, one-off type thing of, we're going to be under this year, we're going to recalibrate, we're going to see if this team's got something worth investing in at the highest level that they did, for example, this year. But in a way, it's almost like, it feels like they might run it back just to see if this team can prove that they don't deserve to be completely broken or restructured.
Right. No, Here's the other thing that's kind of getting to me, just a little bit, is if you're gonna go ahead and say, well, if Draymond doesn't get suspended, we win five more games. Okay. Well, what happens next year when Steph Curry plays 18 fewer games? Like, I get it. Draymond got suspended. But you really think you re-sign Clay for two or three more years, and those guys are just coming back for the next year or two playing 75 games apiece? Like, who would do that? Like, who would re-sign? Like, if I re-sign Clay, and I'm looking at Steph for 2 years, I'm looking at Draymond for 3 years, and I'm looking at Clay for two more years at least, you can't be a responsible general manager like Mike Dunleavy and not assume that they're going to miss a chunk of games. So if you know they're going to miss a chunk of games, how do we win 50 to 55 games so that we go in to the playoffs with a reasonable shot at it at 3 or 4?
I think that's why you have to empower your younger players.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily because you believe that they'll get you to a 50-win team, but I just don't think you have a choice. Again, all of this is because the Warriors don't have, right now, very many choices.
Yeah.
It's why people are talking about, again, the unthinkable. Scott Osler wrote today in the San Francisco Chronicle why the Warriors need to consider the unthinkable, which is trading Curry. John Hollinger brought it up as an option. Because the other option, it does appear, Stein, it seems increasingly more clear to me, and I don't like it, but I also am not sure there's another avenue right now, is that the Warriors are going to look pretty much the same as last year, with a couple tweaks, and then maybe at the deadline, they try and move off of Wiggins. Because right now, they have such low stock for too many of their players for other teams to give you something worth back. In a way, I mean, I don't know, but if you make the wrong trade, if you move off a particular player and you don't get anything back, like that might dig yourself an even deeper hole. And then you're not even competitive. You don't even look like the same team. And you look closer to the 2020 team that was a 15-win squad than at least the one last year that won 46 games.
Right. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in San Rafael. What's going on, Matt? How you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks, guys. First, I want to answer the question you asked while I was waiting about the state of the teams in the Bay Area. So you got to discount the A's because they're leaving.
Fair.
The Giants feel like they're just treading water. I know they're trying to do things. I think Farhan holds them back. I think the Warriors, I'll get to them in a sec. The Niners are the bell of the ball, right? They didn't win the big game, but they're competitive every year. They're exciting, blah, blah, blah. The Warriors, I think, did the opposite of what everyone watched the Niners do through the Walsh years, which was Bill Walsh got rid of players a year before they started to decline. And everyone got mad, but it allowed for the team build and stay great for 20 years or more. What the Warriors have done is they've hoped that these players that they had that were fantastic, that were magnificent. I'm 56. I started going against 73, so I saw a lot of bad basketball, and this has been magical for me as a fan. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, thanks for the drop. The fact of the matter is that Clay isn't what he used to be. They extended Wiggins knowing that he had issues and hoping that he was going to change, and he has reverted to a worse player than he was when he was in Minnesota, in my opinion, as far as his attention to the game. I the guy may have all kinds of issues and challenges, and my heart breaks for him, but this is about basketball and this is about the team, and you got to be harsh about that, and he hasn't been a contributor. The Warriors didn't do much in the way of building their team for quite some time, really, the majority of Bob Myers' tenure after they became a contender. And it wasn't until Dunleavy came in that you saw them actually make really good draft picks. This last draft was the first knock-it-out-of-the-park draft that the Warriors had, and they didn't even have a high pick. So, anyway, that's my gripe. I agree with you, Steiny. This is a tough spot for them to be in, and I don't see a way out.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate it. I mean, I'm starting to think, do you think this is plausible? Mike Dunleavy maybe wanted to move off of Draymond last year. Told Joe, let's think about moving off Draymond. Get some flexibility. See what we got this year without him. See what we can be. And Joe's like, maybe Joe, what if Guru's right? Draymond talked him into it. Meeting Lacob.
I don't know about Dunleavy, but I think that's a fair question to ask about Myers.
Yeah, I mean,
Myers might not have wanted to re-sign Draymond, and Joe Lacob said we're doing it.
Like, my point is all along, in the last 2 years, the Warriors have had moves that they've made that we just didn't think. Like, would you have? Did they have to extend Wiggins?
I mean, they didn't have to do anything. But
I know. I'm sorry. I don't want to relitigate.
No, but that's what we're going to be doing. There's going to be revisionist history about every choice that's been made since the 2022 NBA Finals.
Yeah.
At the time, the Jordan Poole contract, some might have thought it was premature. Wasn't a bad market value. Andrew Wiggins took a pay cut at the time. People were praising, heaping praise upon Golden State for being able to lock up two players that were either in their primes or young and budding and core members of their future. And then what happened? We know what happened. It's everything that they do is going to be based on the results in the win and loss column. That's why we're looking at these last two seasons, or some are defining it as wasted seasons. I think they can only be viewed as wasted seasons if they don't learn from the mistakes that they made. That's the only time you can look at it and say, well, they didn't do much there. I mean, God, they didn't learn anything.
And see, this is, you know, this is interesting. Wiggins was a great deal. Oh, really? Oh, Wiggins was a great deal. Okay. How's that working out for Kuminga? How's the Wiggins deal working out for Jonathan Kuminga? Y'all are pissed off that Jonathan Kuminga doesn't play more. Well, he would if Wiggins wouldn't have been here. If they don't extend Wiggins, now they got to, like, they extended Wiggins, and now they found out a year and a half later that Wiggins can't play with their young player, Jonathan Kuminga. That now they need to split them up. I mean, what I'm saying is that the history's littered with stuff that you can second guess now, and they've got another two or three decisions now where they could pivot or they could continue going down a road. And at what point do you say it's time to pivot? I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Ricky Williams is coming up at noon. We're going to switch it up to some football. He's a Heisman Award winner, obviously in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's the number 5 overall selection in the 1999 draft. We're going to have some fun with the NFL draft coming up starting on Thursday. 49ers, first time they've had a first-round pick since Trey Lance. 3 years ago. They have number 31. That's the pick the 49ers have. But on the other side, we'll take more of your Warriors calls, and then we'll talk to Ricky Williams. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.